At the end of its derivations for the concept of shlichus from the parasha of Kodshim, from Gerushin, the Gemara says that the parasha of Truma, which also says Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, to include a shliach, is extraneous, and the Gemara derives from that pasuk additional regulations of shlichus, that it has to be the person has to be a ben bris, just like a klal yisrael is a ben bris. So to the shliach has to be a ben bris, has to be b'teras, gittin v'kiddushin. Anyway, we have our three sources for shlichus from kiddushin, from gerushin, from kodshim, and from truma. But then the Gemara at the period on Membeizim at Aleph asks from a different source in Parshas Matos with regards to the distribution of the land in Eretz Yisrael. V'hod amar Rav Gida omar Rav, minayin sheshluchus shel adam kamoisai. How do you know that the parsha of shlichus, you can appoint a representative who has your power of attorney? Shenemar v'nasi echad nasi echad mimate. Because when they distributed Eretz Yisrael, they appointed a representative on behalf of each shevet, and they allotted portions for each family within each shevet, even though everybody wasn't there themselves. So it must be that each shevet appointed a representative, and they distributed the properties based on the presence of the representative. So don't you see, again, the concept of Shulchan Shel Adam Kamoisai? Why do we need the derivation then from Gerushin, the source from Kodshim, or from Truma? We have here with regards to the distribution of the land in Eretz Yisrael. So typically shlichus meyachav etizbira, says Gemara, the hush shlichus, who this is really shlichus. Vaktan rav bnei shlichus ninhu. Some of the families, presumably the father had passed away, they were yisaimim, and the only adult, the oldest male, was a katan. So if it's a shliach, in order to have a representative to have a shliach, the person has to be a gadol. You can't be a katan and have a shliach. Why not? Where do we know that from? So Rashi, at least here, there are other Rishonim have different sources. Rashi says because our two primary sources for shlichus are from Gerushin or from Kodshim, and by each one it says ish. The pasuk says ki yikach ish isha. The whole parsha of Gerushin is with regards to a person who gets married when he's an adult male, or by the Kodshim as well with regards to Karban Pesach. It also says ish. So since it says ish in each one of these two scenarios, and those are the sources for the concept of shlichus, so we know that we're only talking about a gadol. A katan cannot have a shliach. Rather, what is this pasuk therefore coming to teach us? It cannot be coming to teach us the parash of shlichus with regards to the distribution of land in Eretz Yisrael. There was one person on behalf of each shevet because they were distributing land to ketanim as well. You can't, a katan can't have a shliach. El kihada rava, Bar Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Gida, Amar Rav, Minayin Shezachon Liyadim Shaloi Bafanov. How do you know that I can do something that is beneficial to you, even though you haven't asked me to do it? Concept of Zachon Liyadim Shaloi Bafanov. Let's say I find an Aveda and I want to give it to you. I can pick up the Aveda and have in mind that it should belong to you, and boom, it belongs to you. Or let's say I'm making an Eruv in my building. We discussed this here a little bit. No. This year we discussed Erev Chatzeros.
Last year.
Then in every building or within every Erev, everyone has to join up to become kind of like, you know, in one ceremonial Su'uda or box of matzahs is what we use, in order for everybody to be considered as if they're living in the same home. Even if you have, let's say, walls around the big community, but everybody has their own private homes, Shlomo HaMelech was geizer that we're not allowed to carry from my home into your home. Even though there's walls, it could be brick walls around the entire community, it doesn't matter. Shlomo HaMelech was geizer, can't carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid unless we make a box of matzahs that represents as if we're all living in one house. So it's known as an Erev Chatzeros. Within this Erev, somewhere, everyone should know where it is, unfortunately, but within this Erev, somewhere there is a box of matzahs, hopefully, that everyone is relying upon. I think it's in Rabbi Rapp's apartment. And if you ever get stuck for Lechem Mishnah, you could know you knock on Rapp's door after you could ask him for it. But everyone is considered as if they're a shutvim in that box of matzahs, and it's as if we're all living there, and really we all have one, we're all living there, and we just have outposts elsewhere. So let's say when the person buys the box of matzahs on behalf of everyone in the community or within the Eruv, how do they go about giving a certain amount of bialus ownership to everybody in the community? They walk around and ask everybody, you pick up the box of matzahs, you pick up the box of matzahs. No, what do? One person picks it up on behalf of all of the Shomer Shabbos who live within this neighborhood who will move in until next Pesach, because every Pesach we redo the Eruv Chatzeres. So how do we give it to everybody? We pick it up on their behalf, the concept of Zachon Liyadim Shaloi Bafanav. So where is that derived from, that I can pick up something or I can do something on your behalf, even though you haven't asked me to do it? How do you know that? That's what we derive from Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad Mimata. We appointed one representative on behalf of each one of the Shvatim to take ownership of that portion of Eretz Yisrael that was appointed, that was allotted to each family. How were we able to do that? Not necessarily because of Shlichus. We can't derive from here a general concept of Shlichus Shalom Kamaisai to do all means of activities. No, it's only when it's his chus, because Zachal Yadam Shalai Bafanov. That's what we derive from here. Shenema v'nasi echad, nasi echad. V'tizbira, says the Gemara, 1 minute. That's only if it's a schus. If it's a chayva, I cannot pick up something that's going to be to your detriment. If I, you know, I can't be mezaki, you know, I can't give you or do something in your behalf that's to your detriment. It's only zachon liyadim shalai b'fanav. So 1 minute, giving the property to all the different families, a lot, you know, dividing it up was a schus. Ha'chayva nam ika. No, there was also something that was to their detriment. The Ika, because no one's going to be happy. Rabbi said, we're dealing with Yidden over here. No one's going to be happy with what they get. V'tizber is chusi. Ha'choy v'nam Ika. The Ika, the nechalei bahar, v'le nechalei bebika. They're those who wanted the mountaintop, and they ended up getting the valley. The Ika, the nechalei bebika. They're those who wanted the valley, v'le nechalei bahar. They don't want the mountaintop. This cannot be the source for Zachal Yadam Shalai b'fun of either. Why not? It's not the source for Shalichus. Because there were Ketanim, and Ketanim also got portions in Eretz Yisrael if they were the oldest male, and Ketanim were Rav B'nei Shlichus. The post says, Ki yikach ish isha, you have to be an adult. That's the source for Shlichus and Geirishin, where a man has to get married, has to be a man, can't be a Ketan. So it can't be the source for Shlichus. Maybe this is the source from the fact one representative on behalf of each Sheva took possession of that, the division of the properties on behalf of each family. We could derive Zachal Yadam Shalai B'fanav, says Gemara, no. You can't, that I could pick up something on your behalf and it becomes yours, even though you never asked me to do it for you. Can we derive that from here? Because it's not a schus, this is a chayva. Some people wanted that property. They're going to end up with this property. What about if you have Yisomim who are coming to divide their father's property, but they're all ketanim? So, based in Mamidim Mohem Apitropis Lachov Eliskois, the Beis Din can establish a legal guardian who will have their benefits in mind, you know, kind of like a power of attorney also. Beis Din will establish it on their behalf, an apitropis, to make sure that everybody gets a proper or equal portion. Even though part of it will be lechayv, part of it will be l'schus. What do you mean lechayv? No, ema lechayv amenas l'schus. Meaning, some people will be happy with their property, some people won't be happy with their property amongst the assignment, but at the same time, Beis Din has the right to appoint an executor to the will to make sure that every one of the assignment gets an equal or appropriate, the Bechar gets two and everyone else gets an equal portion, to make sure everybody gets an appropriate selection of the properties of the father. So rather, all we can derive from here is that there is a concept called apitropis. Beis Din can step in if all the properties are already belonging to the father, we just have to distribute them amongst the different children. Beis Din can step in and do it, even though sometimes the children will be happy with what they get, sometimes they won't be happy with what they get. It's not Zachal Yadam Shalai B'fanav. This is even a chayva a little bit. I would have rather a different portion. You ended up getting this portion. Same time, Beis Din can step in and divide the properties on behalf of the father who's no longer here, or the ketanim, the yisayim who are ketanim. How do we know you can do that? What's the precedent for that? Because when we divided Eretz Yisrael, there was one representative on behalf of every shevet that took and divided the properties amongst the different mishpachas in each shevet. So just like they did that over there, so too we could do the same thing over here by dividing the properties amongst all the different shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi said, we understand what happened in the Gemara? Yeah.
Yeah, so why are we considering it not a good thing to get something versus not getting anything?
See, that's a reasonable approach. See, but when you know you're getting something, right, you're saying, why wouldn't I always be happy with the chicken? It's better than starving. The answer is no, because if I see Yenim has beef, and I could have gotten the beef, and now all I got was the lemon chicken, now I'm not happy anymore.
Why is that the assumption that you would have?
Because they're all deserving. Everyone's everyone has a portion of themselves coming to them. So I'm going to say, why did I get the bika when I could have gotten the har? You could say, well, we didn't have to give you anything. But that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is, everybody was going to get a portion. So now people are going to be upset. Why did I get this and not that? Okay, so our boys said, just follow the flow because it's important. We wanted to, it's always important, but here it's particularly important. We wanted to start out with the derivation for the parasha of Shlichos, perhaps from Nasi Echem Mimata, Nasi Echem Mimata, one representative divided all the properties in Eretz Yisrael for each one of the Mishpachas. We said we cannot be a Shlichos, because it was even on behalf of Ketanim. Ketanim can't appoint a Shliach. Rather, we said, no, it's Zach Nigalim Shalai Befarav. Not Shlichos, Shlichos is Bein Lechoy, Bein Lischus. You can appoint a Shliach to divorce a wife. You can appoint a Shliach to do anything, whether it's to your detriment, to your benefit. But perhaps we can't derive the larger concept of the shlichus from here, but we can derive zachni yadim shloi b'fanav. I could do something that benefits you, even though you haven't asked me to do it. Like pick up an Erev on your behalf, even though there's no detriment involved there at all, so even though you haven't asked me to do it. Then the Gemara says, no, we really can't, because this is not a shlichus. This is a chiyuv, dividing the portions in Eretz Yisrael. People would have been happy with a different portion instead of this one. So the Gemara says, you're right, all we can derive from here is the concept of apitropis. If you have your Yisraimim, who are ketanim, who are all supposed to get a portion of their father's estate, we can divide it up, even though someone will be chayv, someone will be schus, someone will rather this, someone will rather that. Bezin can step in and divide the properties, and it's binding just like each one of the shvatim had a representative that divided the properties for them in Eretz Israel. So Rabbi say, looking back now, we do have a concept, though, called zachan liyadim shalei b'fanav. We do have a concept called zachan liyadim shalei b'fanav. Is zachan the same as shlichus? Is Zachan Liyadim Shalei B'Fanav the same as Shlichus or different from Shlichus? The fact that when I pick up a box of matzahs, let's say, to enable us all to symbolically be living in the same house and I can carry within an enclosed area, even though we each have our own private homes. A concept that we deal with every Shabbos. Anybody who carries in an Erev relies on an Erev Chatzeros. So how do we give ownership of the box of matzahs to everyone? We pick it up on everyone's behalf. Is that the same as Shlichus? Or different from Shlichus? What? How do you know? How do you know? No, the Gemara says, the Gemara tells you explicitly it's different. Why? How do you know?
Define Shlichus is like Adam Kamilu, right? It's like a yeah, same no. person, but Zachin Adam Shalom Kamilu is like specifically saying you're doing this for another person. Like,
of course, so.
Here, but like, it's not like you're doing like, you were like an extension.
Rabbi say, pay attention to the Gemara. The Gemara said, can we derive from here Shlichus? Can we derive from here Shlichus? What did the Gemara say? Can we derive from here Shlichus?
No.
Why not?
No.
Why? No, because Ketanim. Because some of the landowners were going to be Ketanim. How can a Shliach act on behalf of a Katan? A Katan can't have a Shliach. That was why we rejected Shlichus, okay? So Gemara says, you know what? We're going to derive from here instead the concept of Zachan Liyadim Shalai Bafanav. Can a Katan have Zachan Liyadim Shalai Bafanav? So it's like, yes. Oh, why is it any different than Shlichus? If a Katan can't have a Shliach, how can I be mezakeh something on behalf of a Katan? I pick up this recorder, I wanted to give it to a Katan, can I do such a thing? So Yigmar sounds like, yes. Yigmar sounds like, yes. Even though a Katan can't have a Shliach, but I pick up something on behalf of somebody else, it becomes theirs, that has nothing to do with Shlichus. And that exists, that mechanism exists even with regards to Ketanim. So if you look at the Rashba, says, you see from here, Zechia is lav mitam shlichos. Look at the Rashba. Mehadar amin of a tizbar of the hashlichosu imkei vatsinu shlichos a katan. Therefore we found shlichos for a katan. Vaminon, it can't be, there is no shlichos for a katan. So we reject this as a source for shlichos. We have a source from Gerushin, we have a source from carbon Pesach, perhaps from Truma, not from here. From the division of Eretz Yisrael, not from here, because it was even on behalf of Ketanim. Raminon Ella Kihadar Rava Barav Khana Amrav Gido Amarav Minaiwa Zakushai Shugabifanov Mashma de Zakhiya La Midin Shlikusu Vizakan the Katan Rao Tara. You can do Zakhiya on behalf of a Katan. The Eloi Temahoki, if you're not gonna say this, Kiakshinon, when the Gemara says Vitizbaram Ken Matsino Shlikus a Katan, my Kamashani. What did the Gemara solve by saying kicking the can to Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav? You're right, we don't derive from your Shlichus Shalom Kamaisai, we derive from your Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav. Vaita, we still have a Kasha. If Zechia is Mitam Shlichus, when I pick up the box of matzahs on your behalf, I pick up an Abed on your behalf, it's as if you're Koinig, there is such a mechanism. In Halakha, if that's not based on, if that is based on Shlichus, how can I do that on behalf of a Katan? It's the same problem that we have by Shlichus. Must be Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fanav has nothing to do with Shlichus. Meshach Minayin Shezachan Liyadim Ikasi Tikshulam V'Tizbar HaMishum Zchiyahu Imkei Matzino Shlichus HaKatan. If it would be Mitam Shlichus, we'd have the same problem. Must be Zechiyah is Lab Midin Shlichus Hu. a separate concept, a separate idiot. That is the opinion of the Rashba. However, the Ran here disagrees. Based on the Gemara Maseches Bava Metzia, the Gemara is discussing in Maseches Bava Metzia about collecting a loan on behalf of a Nochri. Let's say a Yid is paying ribbis to a Nochri, a non-Jewish bank. You're allowed to do that. Only Jews can't charge each other ribbis. A Nochri can charge a Jew ribbis, as we all know, and a Jew can charge a Nochri ribbis. Fine. So let's say a Jew wants to pay back the Nochri. Can I pick it up on behalf of the Nochri? It'd be as if he repaid the loan. Again, in order to repay the loan, the Nochri has to take possession of it, but he's not here. I'll pick it up on his behalf. Zach liyadim shaloi b'fanav. I'll pick it up. It'll be as if he acquired ownership of it. Can you do such a thing? The Gemara in Bava Metzia in the Perek Ezeh Uneshech, which deals with the halachas of ribbis, says no. The Siv, even though atem gam atem, why can't you do it? Why can't you pick up the loan on behalf of the Nochri? Because we have a pasuk over here by Truma, atem gam atem, and we said we don't need that to teach us the general parash of Shlichus. We derived that from Gerushin, we derived it from Kachin, from Pesach. What do we need a parash of Shlichus by Truma to teach us? That it's limited to Bnei Bris. Ma atem Bnei Bris, ach shluchachem Bnei Bris. In order to become to be a Shliach, you have to be a Shliach on behalf of someone who's a Bnei Bris, who's a Yid. You cannot be a Shliach on behalf of an Nochri. Shlichus de kol haTorah kula nami mitruma gamrina la, and we derive all forms of shlichus from truma, you have to be a ben bris. So Ravina says, 1 minute. Nehi de shlichus l'nachri lesle, even though there's no shlichus for a nachri, that's true, zechia mia isle. Now there's two girsos in this Gemara. Some girsos have, even though there's no shlichus, there is zechia. Now that would enforce, you know, that would highlight the position of the Rashba. Even though a Nachri can't have a Shliach, he can have Zochin Liyadim Shalai B'Fayav. So you can pick up the money on behalf of the non-Jewish lender, and it'll become his. But the Ran of the Girsa, Zechia Midrabanan Islay. Even though he doesn't have Shlichus, he has Zechia Midrabanan. Zechia Deiraisa? No. Because it's just like Shlichus. Just like he has no shlichus, he has no zechia. Midi dehaviyah katan. Katan, just like a katan. Katan, la avagav de lesle shlichus, isle zechia. So again, some say, midi rabbanan. That's the way the Ran has the girsa. The Rashba will have the girsa, that they're two separate concepts. Even though a katan doesn't have shlichus, he does have zachan liyadim shalom b'fanav. That was the implication of our Gemara. But the Ran had the girsa in that Gemara, midi rabbanan. Even though he doesn't have shlichus, he has zechiyah midrabanan. So just like a katan has zechiyah midrabanan, the Nachri should have zechiyah midrabanan. Why can't I pick up the loan therefore on behalf of the Nachri and allow him to be kona at least midrabanan? So Gemara says they're not the same. Hachinami loishna. Let the Nachri have zechiyah midrabanan just like the katan v'loihi. It's not true. Yisrael asi lechlau shrichlus. The Jewish child at one time in his life, hopefully, you know, if things go according to plan, he will become a gadol. And he will be in the parish of Shlichus. So already now we, you know, kind of give him an advance. Nachri lo asi l'chav Shlichus. The Nachri is never going to become in the parish of Shlichus, and therefore he has no zachin at all. He can't pick up the loan on behalf of the Nachri. So it sounds like from this Gemara, at least according to the Giras of Midrabanan, that Zechiah is linked to Shlichus. Even though he doesn't have Shlichus Deiraisa, he does have zachin Midrabanan. You can't pick up something on his behalf. And the Gemara says, no! A katan has, even though he's no shlichus, he has zachin midrabanan, because at one time in his life he will become a shliach deiraisa, when he'll become a gadol. The Nachri will never come to become able to have a shliach midrabanan, therefore he never has zachin. So writes the Ran, over here, Oiz Gimel, midarmina perkezeu neshech ravina amar, mihid shlichus lo'evi kachavim lesle zechiyah midrabanan isle. Even though the Nachri has no shlichus, you can pick up something for the Nachri, midrabanan, and it'll become his. Midi d'havi ha-katan, katan l'avogav, d'lesley shlichus, islay zechiyah midrabanan. Even though katan has no shlichus, he has zach midrabanan. Hachinami lo yishnav alayhi, katan asu yuchal shlichus, lidei shlichus, oivik ucham l'asu lidei shlichus. V'shma minah, says the Ran, de'ein zechiyah l'katan el midrabanan, there's only zechiyah for katan midrabanan, umash manami minah, de'kol mi she'ein lo shlichus, ein lo zechiyah. As the Gemara says in the end, it's only because the katan will become a shliach later on in his life, he has zachin now. If he would never come to the Eilu Shlichus, he would never have Zachin. Sounds like Zachin, the Adam Shalai Bafana, is tied in with Shlichus. Mishum da Asi Yachal Shlichus, Takinu Lai Rabban and Zachia. So it sounds like Zachia is Mitam Shlichus. So the Ran says it's Mitam Shlichus. 1 minute, we just had our Gemara, Rabbi said, we can't forget our Gemara. We're learning Kiddushin this year, not Bar Mitzvah. Our Gemara said what? Said why? Can we derive Shlichus from Nasiyachim Mimata, Nasiyachim Mimata, the way we distribute Eretz Yisrael? One representative came from each one of the Shvatim, and they took the portions on behalf of each one of their Shevet, and they distributed it to each individual families. How were they able to do that? Was that Shlichus? No, because that was on behalf of Ketanim. So what was it? Zachin. The Adam Shalom Befonim. Don't you see Zachin works on behalf of a Katan? Don't you see Zachin is not Mitam Shlichus? So look at the fifth line up in the Ran, four, three lines in. V'chi teima mikomokum kashu mishmaitin. How can I say, said the Ran, based on the Mamma Matiyah, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus? Agamar says, they're not the same. Ikalam eima de'ein achinami. The Ran reads it into the Gemara like this, Rabbi says, a little cheshbon. In our yeshiva, we don't do too much cheshbon, cheshboning back and forth. We can do a little bit. Reads the Ran into the Gemara like this. The Gemara understood, can we derive from your Shluchos Shul Adam Kumbaysai? One representative came on behalf of each Shevet to claim their portions in Eretz Yisrael for their whole tribe. Don't you see Shluchos Shul Adam Kumbaysai? He's like our representative. The Gemara says, no, it's on behalf of Ketanim, can't be. Rather, it's Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonim. I can pick something up in your behalf and it becomes yours. And that's not Mitam Shlichos. But then the Gemara says, no, it can't be Zachon either. Why can't it be Zachon? Rabbi said, why do we reject Zachon? Because not everybody's going to be happy with their portion. So what did we say? All we can derive from here is Apitropis. If we're dividing portions, like on behalf of orphans from their deceased father, we can do it. Bazin can step in and establish custodianship and distribute the properties to each one, even though they're not necessarily happy. Says the Ran, once we get to the conclusion of the Gemara, even though we initially thought Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus, when we get to the conclusion of the Gemara, we switched. Now it's Zechiah Mitam Shlichus. This is Jonathan, let's just read it inside, we'll get to your question. Look at the Ran. The Chitay Mekomach Shom Kasha Shmait. The Eagle Mamed. The Enochinami. The Lamai. The Kosak. The Ita Kasha. The Rab. Mucha Mayakar. The Zachli Yom Shlo Befarav. Zechiah Lekatam. The Rise of Elomi. The Shlichus. Initially we thought it's not the same. Shlichus be even behalf of a child. O Mishmalki Lo Parchin. The Mekat La Bar Zechiah Hu. The Lefum Pashti. The Rab. By the Zachli Lomi. The Rise of Elas. Lon Shum Uchtu. The Nifrgala. Maybe it's different. Mekat La Bar Zechiah Hu. We don't want to ask that. Once we reject this as a source for Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonim, because it's not a tzchus, it's a chiyuv. V'tizmo da tzchusu ha'chaybehu di'ika d'nei chaybehar v'okimda k'durov ha'marav nachu. Now we say he's talking about an apitropis. So once we got to that point, says the Ram, now it could be Zachon is mitam shlichus. Maybe we reverted back. And just like there's no shlichus for a katan, there's no Zachon for a katan. You know why, Rabbi Yisai? Because the Ran is a problem. What happens? We rejected this as a source for Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav. Why do we reject the distribution of Eretz Yisrael as a source for Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav? For picking up something on someone else's behalf and it becomes theirs, because not everyone's happy with what they got. So Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav is only if you're very happy with what you got. In fact, the Gemara says, I can't even pick up a present on your behalf. You know why? Because the Pasuk says, Soinei Matanos Yichyeh. Not everybody wants Matanos. Some people in life don't want to be takers. Rabbi saying, how many people in life want to be takers? 99% of the people want to be takers. They get a present wrapped with a bow. People are very happy to open it up. Thank you very much. No, very few people reject presents. But since there are, once in a while, I have a person who doesn't want to be a taker in life. So, because of that, you can't do Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav for presents, in general. So, even if there's a minor part, percentage of people were not happy, that's a chiyuv. So to be here, not everyone's going to be happy with their portion Eretz Yisrael. We cannot derive from here Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav. But Rabbi said, we do have a concept, Zachon Liyadim Shalai Befonav. Where does that come from? So the Ran says, now we backed in, now we need a new source. Must be, where does it come from? It comes from the parasha of Shlichus. Even though you didn't appoint me as a Shliach, everyone knows I want to get a portion Eretz Yisrael. Everyone knows I want to be part of the Eruv. Everyone knows I want this Aveda, this diamond necklace that you picked up on my behalf. So since everyone knows that I would have appointed you as a Shliach, So it's as if you're appointed, inherently. It's as if you're appointed Mimelo. Anna Tzahadi, everyone would agree you would have wanted to appoint me as a shliach to pick up the Erev on your behalf so you'd be able to carry in this community. So therefore, since everyone agrees you would have wanted me to pick it up on your behalf, it's like I'm appointed as a shliach. But the Ran says, once we rejected the independent source, where then is it derived from? Must be is derived from shlichus, and zechiyah is mitam shlichus. So again, Rabbi said, what emerges is, you have a question?
Yeah, it's more like, whether we decide the zechin is like, tam shlichus.
What difference does it make? Is that
what
What are we trying to determine? Very good. Either way, the concept exists. Right? Is that what you're doing? Either way, Rabbi, so we have a concept shlucha shalom kamarsai. We have a concept zachan liyadam shaloi b'fonav. I can pick something up on your behalf, just like I pick up the box of matzahs, and now it becomes you all the partial ownership. You can carry in the community on Shabbos. It's as if, symbolically, we're all living in Rabbi Rapp's living room. So then we can all carry here, because we're all really living there. I never saw the box of matzahs. He picked it up on my behalf. So we know we have a concept of shlucha shalom kamarsai, derived from kutchin, derived from gerushin, maybe from Truma too. Then we know the concept of Zachan Liyadam Shalom B'Fanav. We're not really sure where that's derived from. We tried to say it's Nasi Yechem Mimata, Nasi Yechem Mimata, the representative who took portions of Eretz Yisrael on behalf of all the people of the Shevet. And then we said maybe not. That's a Chiyuv. Not everybody's happy with the portion they got. Are the two concepts related? Is Zachan Mitam Shlichus or not Mitam Shlichus? What difference does it make? The Rajba says it's not. The Ran says it is. So the first difference that they're disagreeing about is, can I have zakin on behalf of a katan? Can you pick up something on behalf of a minor? The minor cannot have shlichus, because the pasuk says, ki yikach isha, you have to be an adult in order to get married, and the parasha of shlichus is derived from gerushin. So can you pick up something on behalf of a katan? The Rajba would say, yes. The Ran would say, only midrabanan. That was the Gemara Bava Metzia, even though he doesn't have shlichus, since later on in his life he will have shlichus, we can foreshadow and we'll give him shlichus now, at least zachin midrabanan. So according to the Ran, if I pick up something on behalf of a katan, he's calling it midrabanan, zechiyah is mitam shlichus, just like a katan has no shlichus, he has no zechiyah deraisa, only midrabanan. For the Rajba, I can pick it up for him, even midraisa will become his. Either way, we have these two concepts. The question is, are they one and the same? Is one predicated upon the other? Or are they two separate concepts? Well, you say, how can this be pretty far-fetched? How many times do you pick up something on behalf of a katan? What are we really spending time on this for? Why are we shining and fetching about it so much? So the answer is because it's very, very relevant. Yeah?
It seems as though to me, if you're going to say you cannot do zakin if there's a 1% issue in the population, that would remove
the ability to do zakin. Correct. Correct. We're going to get to later on in the Gemara, Zachin is going to keep coming but rearing its head. Is, well, do we pick it up and wait for him to decide if it's a schus or a chiyuv? I mean, do we ask him? And we assume it's like in limbo till we hear from him? Or do we say, no, since some people wouldn't be happy, the problem with the dividing Eretz Yisrael is it was binding. You were stuck with it. You couldn't say, I don't want that portion, I want a different one. There was no appeal process. So you're stuck with it. So it can't be, since there are some people who are unhappy, it can't be we waited to ask everybody, okay, are you happy with your portion? Not, then we'll take it back. That wasn't the way it worked. So since everyone was stuck with their portion, we can't derive the concept of Zachan Liyadam Shalom B'Fanav. But let's say at present, perhaps I can pick it up on your behalf. If you decide you don't want it, you're from the 1% of people who don't want it, you can at a later point reject it. Say it's not for me.
Also a separate issue, I'm not sure if you answered this, I don't think you did. You did say that Shliach is a source from what's called Gamatem.
Yes.
And therefore, it can't be with a
katan? No. The fact it can't be with a katan is because Shlichus is derived from Gerushin, Vishalach, Vishilcha, Mibesai.
Right.
And the Pasuk says, by Gerushin, Ki Yikach Ish Isha. So that's the Ish is a Gadol, not a katan.
Right. Therefore,
from Gamatem, we derive Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. The Shliach has to be a Jew.
Fine. The bottom line is that's why it doesn't work. You can't use it as a source for Shliach.
Which one?
Can't use the source of
Nasi Echad, yes.
Right. So, but when we're trying to use the source of Nasi Echad, we're saying that is the source. So why do we care?
Now, we tried to say it's the source for Shlichus. The Gemara said it can't be because it was on behalf of minors.
So what?
And shlichus doesn't work for minors. We know that.
If that's only the source of shlichus.
We weren't willing to give up everything else. We're not willing to give up the whole store just for this source. You say, let's derive from here. Shlichus even works for ketanim. That's what you're saying. You're saying, if this is the best source, why are we coming with preconceived notions that it doesn't work for ketanim? Maybe we should derive from here that it does work for ketanim.
If what you're saying is true, that we retain the source, there's no point in searching for another source.
I think what the Gemara is saying, this is, it would be a redundant source. Meaning we know, this is a good question in learning in general. Are we actually searching over here, you know, developing halakhas, or are we just searching for sources for things we already know to be true? Meaning, are we reconstructing, or are we starting from scratch and like with an open slate? And it's generally assumed we're just reconstructing. We know that there's a concept called shlichus. We know it doesn't apply to ketanim. A given. Now we need to fit it into the sources. So the Gemara is saying, okay, we got it. We found our sources. What about this source? Someone says, no, that can't be the source because it doesn't fit into our preconceived notion that it's not going to apply to ketanim.
But then practically, we're not trying to gain anything from it.
We're not trying to gain something. We're saying it's superfluous. What can we use it for? What other thing can this be the source of? It's really, it's a process. It's not, we're not actually genuinely, I think, willing to give up on the other sources and embrace this one. We're just asking, isn't this superfluous? What are we going to use that for? Methodologically. You hear what I'm saying? Okay, Rabbi, say just again, to recap. We have Machlekes Rishonim. Our Gemara seemed to imply Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus, because we said Shlichus doesn't work for Katan. Zechiah, it sounds like it does. But then, the Ran backed away from that. The Ran says, even that might have been in the Havamina of the Gemara. Once we got to the Maskan of the Gemara, we have no longer a source for Zachin. The only possible source for Zachin could be Shlichus. Otherwise, we have no other source for it. Must be it, since we all know you would have wanted me to do this on your behalf. Organically become my shliach. But therefore, Zechiah is also limited to Gedolim, not to Ketanim. So according to the Rajba, you can have Zechiah on behalf of a Katan. According to the Ran, you can't. What is the big deal about this? Well, you know, you could pick up something on behalf of a Katan, and it will be a difference as a Katan owned it midday Raisa or midday Rabbanon. But it really becomes relevant with regards to the Gemara Masechta Ksubas and Dafyad Alfam and Alf. The Gemara tells us, concept most people are familiar with, that a Ger Katan Matbilon Oiseo Das Bezdin. In order to be Megayer, to convert, you need three critical elements. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Ksubas and Daf Tes that Kachem Kager, that the same way Klal Yisrael converted at the time or became Jewish at the time of Maimed Har Sinai, we went to the mikvah, we had Bris Milah. Interestingly enough, the Gemara does not mention we got the Torah, we accepted the mitzvahs. The Gemara leaves that out, which we'll get to perhaps in a second and understand why. But the Gemara, Masechta Ksubas, Krisus, and Daf Tes says we became Jewish at the time of Maimed Har Sinai through a Milah and a Tefillah. So too, Kachem Kager, that's the way it will be L'doray Seichem for generations, as the people will follow our pattern of becoming Jewish. You become Geirus's pattern after Maimon Har Sinai, they become Jewish also with the same formula of Mila Tvila, and presumably they also have to accept the mitzvahs, just like we accepted the Torah at Maimon Har Sinai. It's interesting the Gemara leaves it out, but we'll get back to that. Okay, so you have to be an adult who's a person who can make decisions. A little baby can't make a decision to convert, certainly to accept mitzvahs. How can he do that? He's a katan, he's 6 months old. So can you convert? Maybe you can't convert a six-month-old baby. You have to wait until he's 13 to make his own decision. So Gemara says, no, you can convert a little baby. Ger katan matbilin oisayal das bezdin. My kamash malon. I would have said, wow, that's a big chiddush. But the Gemara says, what is this coming to teach us? It's obvious. The zechus uloi. It's a zechus to be Jewish. V'zachan li'adam shaloi b'fanav. Just like I can pick up something on your behalf, it becomes yours. That concept applies not only to Mamanis, but to Isser Veheter as well. It could be Zeche Yiddishkeit to you. Tanina, Zach Liyadim, Shaloi Befanim. We already have a Brisa, Tanina. We already know this concept. Vein Chalim Liyadim, Shaloi Befanim. No, the Gemara says, Mahu Detema, I might have said, it's not as chus to be Jewish. Oyve Kechavim, Befker Nichale. Why would you want to be Jewish? Better to be a guy. He's happy to be a Hefkerveld. They're Kaimelon, they're Evid, Vadim of Karenichale. They're very happy eating cheeseburgers and, you know, doing the other things that they're allowed to do. So Gemara says, no, Kamash Malon, the Hani Mili Godol. Once the guy's a Godol, he got accustomed to a certain lifestyle, the Tom Tam Di Surah, then he got used to eating cheeseburgers, fine, then he wants to remain a Goy. Aval katan, if he's starting from scratch, zchus uloi. It's a zchus to be a yid. And zachan liyadam shaloi b'fanav. Rabbi say, what is the problem? First of all, okay, to be chiddush, okay, zachan liyadam shaloi b'fanav, it's a zchus to be a yid. It's only not a zchus to be a yid if a person already accustomed to a goyish lifestyle. That's difficult, should make that change. But if he's starting from scratch, better to be a yid. What's the problem? Zachan liyadam shaloi b'fanav, we're zeicha yiddish kaitim. The problem is, Rabbi say, what are we dealing with here? A katan, a goy, good question too. But even if we're going to now foreshadow to the fact that he'll be Jewish, and we'll treat him as a Jewish person, even if we could overlook the fact that right now, temporarily, he's a nakri, because Lamaisa, he will become Jewish at the end of the process, maybe we should view him as James Seifer, that he will be Jewish. You're asking a good point. Tosis doesn't even raise your point. I mean, he does later on. But the main problem is, it's a katan. Can you have Zechiah on behalf of a katan? So Fractus is Vetema. The Schia Havi Mitam Shlichus. The Kevin the Schusulo Anat Sahadi Double Shliach. What is Zechiah based upon? Anat Sahadi. We all testified would have wanted to appoint me as a Shliach to pick up the present on my behalf, to pick up this Aveda on my behalf, to be Zechami a Chelik in the Erev Chatzeros. So you're as if my Shliach organically. Okay. But then you're no better than a shliach, and there's no shlichus for ketanim, there's no zechiah for ketanim. Taisus holds like the Ran over here. Then in the maskana of the Gemara, even though initially we suggested zechiah is different than shlichus, zechiah can even be on behalf of ketanim in the division of Eretz Yisrael. Once we said that zachan is not the reason, not the premise for the division of Eretz Yisrael, because there's also a chayva, not everyone was happy with their portion. It's only apitropis for dividing properties of a father. That's all we can derive from here. So now zechiah is mitam shlichus. How can I be zeicher get Yiddishkeit on behalf of a katan? Vim kein ha'eg zochen lekatan v'aloi ein shlichus lekatan k'damina be'zehu neshech. V'oid, Josh's question, ikasi oivik ha'chovim hu. He's a non-Jew, he doesn't even have zechiyah in the Rabbanon. V'niru l'ri, d'hoch ha'nami d'zochen loi midrabbanon. You're right, the ger katan is only Jewish midrabbanon. How could you only be Jewish midrabbanon? Rabbi said, who is he marrying? Not a Jew, he can't. Midrabbanan, he's Jewish. Is he going to marry a Jewish girl? Midrashi, he can't. The guy is a guy. Who's he marrying? Vim Taimar says, this is, Heichi Havi Ger Midrabbanan. How can he be Jewish? Like being dead, Midrabbanan. How can he be Jewish, Midrabbanan? Not comparing the two, I'm just saying he can't be. What is he? Visharina Ger Babas Yisrael, Vikidush of Kidushin. Hamanatar, Evi Kachavimu. How can we allow him to marry a Jew? So Taisus evokes a very dangerous concept. Once in a while, Yo Bahara Carmel, we have the right to violate proactively. This is not the same as staying home and not taking lulav on the first day Sukkot when it falls out on Shabbos. Not taking a shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Those are different. That's passive. Here it's actively marrying a Jewish girl. V'chupa v'kiddushin. Even though he's not Jewish, we'll allow it. Sometimes even kumvase. Then Tosfos says, you know what? If we would argue that zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, like the Rashba, things would work out. Then it would be all right. There's another girsa, says Tosfos. Lufis from the garsim ba metzia zechiah mia isle v'lo garz midrabana nechi. The matzin lemeimah the isle zechiah min atar by the kachavim katan came in the bolis gar chashvin like Yisrael katan. We can consider him as a Jew, because in the end he's going to be Jew. So if Zechiah would not be mitam shlichus, it would work out. For the Rashba, we understand why he's Jewish. For Taisus, that Zechiah is mitam shlichus, we're stuck. How can he be a Yid? Zachan is mitam shlichus. It's as if you appointed me as your shliach. It's the only way it can work. And therefore you can't have Zachan on behalf of a katan. So how can he be Jewish over here? So Taisus says, you're right, he's only Jewish midrabbanan. That's difficult to swallow. Ger katan is always.
So when he's 13, can he reaccept?
Of course he can.
Therefore, I'll be in the rice. I'll be
yeah, but he, before he's 13, he get married. And also, you know, it could be he only can reaccept if he knows. If he doesn't know, he never finds out that he was a guy, and now he's. That's what it says in the Gemara. The first time he finds out, he can reject it or accept it. So it used to be in the olden days, they would never tell adopted children they were adopted. My time when I was growing up, no one knew who was adopted. We all knew, but officially we didn't know. So, and sometimes even the kids didn't know. So Ramay Shiraz is not right. Now it's not in vogue to do that at all. Everybody tells everybody everything about every area of life. A whole different society we live in. But when I was growing up, there was this Musa called privacy. So people didn't tell. So the problem is, Ramay Shiraz says the tshuva, the guy could be 40 years old and find out that he's adopted. And then he was a Ger Katan. He wasn't Jewish when he was born. So now he has the right at the age of 40 to reject Yiddishkeit or accept Yiddishkeit. Yeah, that's So it could be a guy who can reach 40 and still be a Ger Midrabanan. You could have such a concept. If he only finds out for the first time when he's 40 that he was converted. The first time that he finds out, he has the right to either accept mitzvah or reject it. So our question, we have a problem, okay? We have a machlekes how to learn our sugya. Our sugya seems to indicate that he is not mitam shlichos. There's no shlichos v'ktanim. There was a chiyah v'ktanim. Then we said, no, but this is not zachon the yalim shol b'fanav anyway. Because this is a chayva, the distribution of Eretz Yisrael. So this can't be the source of zachon the yalim shol b'fanav. And then in the end, maybe zachiyah is mitam shlichos. Maybe we changed our mind. And the difference will be, what about for a katan? And what about the ger katan? Is he Jewish midrais or only midrabanan? Taisa says in Ksubis, he's only Jewish midrabanan. Zachiyah is mitam shlichos. Ein zechiyah lekatan, and then Tosfos quotes according to the Rashba, zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. So then perhaps he's Jewish midoraisa. However, there is a third possibility. We have one possibility is that he's Jewish midoraisa, zechiyah is la mitam shlichus. We have another possibility is Jewish midrabanan, zechiyah is mitam shlichus. There is a third way out, though. Yeah, what am I saying?
Yeah, I don't understand according to the Rashba. I mean, according to the Rashba, it makes sense. We're going from a rabbinical issue, we're making it's by the basin, and he's becoming a bearer, that you could say rabbinically. And we're saying, why not do a deraisa? But according to the Ron, we're saying, the Gemara says, oh, let's do it by the rabbis. Oh, actually, why don't we just do it by the rabbis?
No, what do you mean? It's zachon the yadim shel b'fanav. Beis din is zachon the yadim shel b'fanav. You need a beis din by Geirus anyway. You need a beis din there.
No, I agree. I'm saying, but the first one.
Yeah.
Was through the power of the base, and in terms of that was like through the Derabanan, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
The second one was Zachin. If that Zachin is Derabanan, it's not.
No, it just means Beis Din. Who's doing this on his behalf? Who's his representative? Who's picking it up, so to speak,
so
to give their.
That you're saying it's just a normal Deraisa the first time, and then we suggested that it would be Zachin Derabanan the second time?
No, it's only one Zachin, but someone has to pick it up on his behalf, like the Metziah. So someone has to be Zeichet Jewish Yiddishkeit to him. Who is in charge of Yiddishkeit? Is the Beis Din. They're the gatekeepers.
What was the Havamina? Was the Havamina to do a Deraisa or was the Havamina to do a Derabanan?
What do you mean a Havamina?
The Havamina was, we said, why you should do it through, the Beis Din is going to do it. And then right. The question was, why not do it through Zachin?
Right.
So either if the Havamina was do it normally, do a Deraisa, and
no, we never had a Havamina other than through Zachin. It's only Zachin.
So why would the question be, why not do it through Zachin if the Havamina was the same?
No, the Havamina. The Gemara's question is, we know that, that's Zachin. And the Gemara's like, yeah, you're right, it's Zachin. We would have thought, it's not a Zchus. Zachin, the other, the fun of only works for a Zchus. The Gemara says, maybe it's a Chayva to be Jewish. Who wants to be a Yid? That's what the Gemara says. There is a third possibility, Rabbi. So right now we have Zchir Mitam Shlichus. In the end of the day, this is not the source for Zachin, because it's a Chiyuv, Zachiyah is Mitam Shlichus, in which case there's no Zachiyah for a Katan, just like no Shlichus for a Katan. Or maybe no Zachiyah is not Mitam Shlichus, and this Katan can be Jewish, Midoraisa. There is a third possibility, even if Zachin the other Shalai Bafanav is Mitam Shlichus, perhaps the Ger Katan can be Jewish, Midoraisa. How so? Because Tosfos writes in Masechet Sanhedrin, we have a concept called Das Acheres Makne. Look over here. Oisei. So Mishnah Masechtas Gittin says, if a katan or a cheresh picks up a metziah, proverbial child picks up the lollipop. Metziah is cheresh shayt of a katan. Yesh bam gezel mibnei darkei shalom. Don't steal the lollipop from the katan. Why not? He doesn't own it. The katan can't pick up anything. He has no das. He can't pick it up to make a kinyan. He's a lot bardas. Why can't I steal a lollipop from the child? He'll say, well, because you're Russia to do that. You know, why would you do that? Okay, but fine. But midayraisa, you can. But yesh ben gezel mibnei darkei shalom. Midayraisa loy, you can take the lollipop. Chazer, but you can take the lollipop. So the Gemara says, though, Tosfos writes, though, if there's das acheres makne, that's if he's picking it up and no one's giving it to him. He picked up the lollipop off the ground. If I go and give the lollipop to the katan,
Now he is koinet midoraisa because I gave it to him. Das acheres makna. Even though he doesn't have das koina, I think we discussed this earlier in the year, I can give it to him. My das can supplement his das. Everybody knows, first day sukkis, if you're going to give your dalaminim to a katan, don't give it to him as a matana minas lahaksir. You cannot give it to him as a matana gemura, because if you give it to the katan, he can't give it back. Why not? Because when I give it to him, he's kind of midoraisa. Das as karas makne. But he can't give it back, because he has no das makne. He could be koinet because I gave it to him. He can be koinet, but he can't give it back. So first day of sukkahs, you need lochem, you have to own it. Rest of the days of sukkahs, you don't have to own it. First day of sukkahs, you have to own it. You can't give your dal minim to a katan, you have to lend it to him, or you have to give it to him as a matana minas lahaksir. You can be Taina through Das Kaina. So too writes Taisvis. That's what's going on here by the Geirus. Listen to this. Venire. The Zechia the Geirus loydami with Shar Zechias. Taisvis asked, I didn't give you the whole Taisvis, Mamish, a whole page over there. But Taisvis asked the same question as Taisvis and Ksubis. How could a Geir Katan be a Geir Deiraisa? No one wants to say he's Jewish Midrabanan. It's such an odd concept. Jewish Midrabanan. So how could he be a Geir Katan? Zechias mitam Shlichus. We have no other source for it. Must be mitam shlichus. Venire, the zechia de geirus loydomi l'shar zechiyos. Not the same. The masha beizim atvilonoi say einam zeichim bavuroi egahu zeichim ba'atzmoi uvegufoi shenase geir. The action of geirus, says Taisvis, is just going into the mikvah and receiving the mikvah. And that happened to the geir katan himself. He doesn't need zachin on that. He went into the mikvah, we dunked the baby in the mikvah, and he had a mila. We don't need zachin, it happened to his body. What then did the Gemara in Ksubas evoke zachin liyadim shalom b'fana for? V'had parak b'ksubas tanina zachin liyadim shalom b'fana mishani ma'al d'teim ha'ev k'chom b'ev k'erenei chalevu. Maybe it's a chayva, maybe no, it's a schuch to be Jewish. Hayne mishum dem haisa chayvaso v'hayel l'beizim l'smasi l'haknis gufo b'davet sheyesh l'chayva. We never should have put him in the mikvah. But this is not the classical case of Zachin Liyadim Shalom B'Fanam. This is just explaining why did we put him in the mikvah. But once we put him in the mikvah, he becomes Jewish by virtue of his actions. When do we say Zachin Liyadim Shalom B'Fanam is Zechiyah Mitam Shlichus? If you need the action of the Shliach of picking up the object in order to make it yours. Picking up the Eruv in order to make it yours. The box of masses in order to make it yours. The Shliach picks it up, or someone else picks it up on your behalf. Here, nobody did anything on behalf of the Katan. He went to the mikvah himself. He had mila himself. All we're saying is, why are we doing this to this poor baby? Okay. Because it's a schus. Not the classical din of Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fanam. No, this works not mitam shlichus. Even though generally Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fanam is mitam shlichus, here it's not. Why not? Because the action was done by the katan himself. This is different. So Baruch Be'er explains in his Birkas Shmuel on this Taisis in Sanhedrin. This is Taisis is discussed. I can't even tell you how much literature is on this Taisis, but it basically boils down to this from my side. And that is that Taisis understands what do we need Zachan Liyadim Shalai B'Fana for by Geirus? It's because there's not only Mila, there's not only Tefila. What else is there? Kabbalas all mitzvahs, accepting the mitzvahs. So for that part, Beis Din, we say, Das Acheres Makne. We give him, you know, the Yiddishkeit. But this Taisus understands that we're not giving him anything. Doing the mitzvahs is either yes or no. That's not a critical part of the Geirus. See, Taisus and Masechtos Ksubas understood that part, the Geirus has three parts, Rabbi said. There's Mila, there's Tfila, there's accepting to do the mitzvahs. And if he can't accept to do the mitzvahs right now because he's allowed bar das, we have to pick it up on his behalf like it's doing an action on his behalf. We have to say we hereby accept mitzvahs on behalf of this katan. Taisis and Ksubis understood we need zechia mitam shlichus. Someone has to accept mitzvahs on behalf of this katan. Who's doing it? It's not the Beis Din. So okay, if zechia is mitam shlichus, yes, and there's no shlichus for a katan, we cannot accept mitzvahs on his behalf. Taisis and Ksubis understands that there's only two parts to Geirus. There's tefillah, going in the mikvah, that the katan did himself. There's milah, that the katan did himself. You don't need me to do it on his behalf. Beis Din do it on his behalf. And Kabbalah's all mitzvahs is not a stage of Geirus. Not a stage of Geirus at all. It's perhaps the whole context for Geirus. The whole, what Geirus means is to become a Kabbalah all mitzvahs, but it's not a stage of Geirus, a formal stage that we have to do on his behalf. It's not that formally someone has to say, we now accept mitzvahs. And we have to do that on behalf of the katan. In which case, we would need zechiah mitam shlichus, and no shlichus for katan, no zechiah for katan either. He's only getting a ger midrabanon. Taisus and Ksubas understands we can give that to him by das acheres makne. Even though it's a separate concept, what Taisus is saying is that the Kabbalah's omitzus is not a stage of gerus, it's like the context of gerus. For example, just to help you understand the concept. Look over here at the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, if you ever learn the seventh parak of Shabbos from the beginning, not at Ayin Gimel, you start Ayin Gimel, that's the Melachos. If you actually learn the seventh parak of Shabbos, it starts on Daf Samach Zayin Mebei, Samach Ezim Arab, with the following statement: Klal Godol, Amru B'Shabbos, Kol Ashecheach Ikor Shabbos. Anybody who forgets Shabbos in general, he never heard of Shabbos his whole life. He's been violating Shabbos 30 years. Now, he comes to a knowledge of Shabbos. How many karbonos does he have to bring? He never heard of Shabbos. See, in our times, this is common. A guy's 70 years old, never heard of Shabbos, now he's a Baal Tshuva. Times of the Gemara, this was unheard of. The Gemara says, what do you mean he never heard of Shabbos? What does that mean? And therefore, he get away with one karbon for his whole life. If he heard about Shabbos, as he forgets week after week after week after week, he has to bring a karbon for every week, because that's a forgetting every week. But if he never heard of Shabbos, one carbon for this whole life, that's one forgetting. So Gemara jumps up and down. How could it be? Never heard of Shabbos? So you look in the middle of the second line. Rav Shmuel Dami Tarvayu, B'tinuk Shenishba Lebein Anachrim. Okay, Tinuk Shenishba. He wasn't raised with a Jewish education. Maisim B'chol Yoyim in our times. Or, says the Gemara, Ger Shenizgaya Lebein Anachrim. He converted by the Goyim. So you don't have to be an expert in conversions to know. You cannot convert by non-Jews. In order to convert, what do you have to do? First thing, you have to go to where? A Jewish court. You cannot go to the second municipality to convert, to Yiddishkeit. You do, it doesn't work. So one minute. A Gershon is Gaio Bein HaNochrim. How do you convert amongst the Nochrim? So Taisa says, no, what it means is, he went Bifnei Gimel, they told him, you know, some mitzvahs, the guy's becoming Jewish. You would think they would tell him about stuff. They just forgot Shabbos. Yeah, you know, you can forget certain things. We forgot to tell you about them. You forgot Shabbos? What else does it mean to be Jewish? You know, Shem and Shabbos in our times, the definition of a Yid. But Taisus can't possibly fathom. They didn't tell him anything. The Ramban says, no. Look at the comma. He says, maybe, you're right, maybe. They told him about mitzvahs, they forgot Shabbos. That's very difficult. I should tell them like deal. They didn't tell him anything. They just ducked him, gave him a milah. They didn't tell him anything. They didn't tell him anything about how the guy Jewish. So it could be, according to the Ramban, you don't have to tell people about mitzvahs in order to be Jewish. You don't have to tell them about the mitzvahs in order to be Jewish, even though that's typically what's done. You don't have to do that. They can still be Jewish nonetheless. Does that mean accepting mitzvahs is not critical to Geirus? Is that what that means? So if you look at Rav Soloveitchik, I gave this to you over here. This is in an article Rav Soloveitchik has called Kol Dodi Dofek. My beloved is knocking. So he quotes a similar statement from the Rambam. You look at the second paragraph. I am the Rambam. Ger shaloi bodku achar bo shaloi hodiyu hamitzvahs va'onshan. A ger, they never told about mitzvahs. Umal v'tovu b'fnei gibel hadyoytas harei zeger. They never told him about anything. He's Jewish. How can it be they never told him about mitzvahs? He's Jewish. Rabbi said, it was me and Tfilo. We also accepted the Torah in our Sinai, by the way. How can it be that this guy can convert without being told mitzvahs? Mi pi abba mori shamati pam, says the Soloveitchik, I heard from my father. That cannot be. Untenable. Dabar kazeh yekaka is called Indian shel geirus v'kedushas Yisrael. How can you have geirus and becoming Jewish is not a nationality, we're an ideology, which has a nationality too. But we're primarily an ideology of Torah. Torah first, nation second. So how can it be you could convert without having a mind to have mitzvahs? That's what it means to be Jewish. Shitas HaRambam, he says of salvation, ki en kabolas mitzvahs mahava pu'ula miyuchedes begeirus. This is not a formal act. This is the whole context of what it means. What else are you doing there if you're not there for mitzvahs? But you don't have to formally say, I accept mitzvahs. That's what geirus means, is you accept mitzvahs. Otherwise, what does the concept mean? But it's not a formal stage. She's a Rambam Kiki and Kabbalah's mitzvahs mahava pu'ulam yuchedes begeirus hakuka lebeizdin kamo tevila. It doesn't have to be done in front of beizdin, like tevila has to be done in front of beizdin. This is not a stage of geirus. This is what it means. V'chi ein el kavo fani b'masai geirus is kaim v'shem kima mitzvahs. L'chein, therefore says the Rambam, if you forgot to tell him about mitzvahs, doesn't matter. Certainly he has to accept to do them. What it means is, if you didn't tell him about it, he didn't formally accept it, he's still a geir. But of course he has to have a mind to do the mitzvahs. If he doesn't have a mind to do the mitzvahs, then that's not geirus. That's swimming. Rav Salavitchik once said it in a tape. What's the difference between geirus and swimming? Mitzvahs. Otherwise you just have a mind to get wet when you jump in the mikvah. Obviously you have a mind to accept mitzvahs, otherwise you just have a mind to get wet. That's no good. So for the Rambam, perhaps for the Ramban, perhaps for Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Kabbalah so mitzvahs is not a stage of geirus. That's the whole, what the whole concept means, but it's not a formal stage. Tosfos and Masechtos, so therefore we don't need Zachon Yom Shlomo B'Fanav on behalf of the Katan to accept mitzvahs. Accepting mitzvahs is not a stage. That's the whole prerequisite, the whole concept, context of geirus is accepting mitzvahs, but it's not a stage we have to do on his behalf. What do we do have to do on his behalf? Mila, tefila, that he did himself. That he did himself. So we don't have to do anything for him. So even though zechiah is generally mitam shlichos, not when it comes to geirus. Comes to geirus, the katan did everything himself. What did we do for him? Zach liyadam shloim b'fanav. We put him through the process in the first place. Why are we starting this process for the katan? Why are we putting him in this context? If not for the fact that it's a schus. Okay, so Zach liyadam shloim b'fanav. We start him in the process, but he doesn't need us to do anything for him. The only geirus is mila tefila. But Tosfos and Ksubis understands differently. Tosfos and Ksubis understood, no. Not only does he need Mila, not only does he need Tefillah, someone has to formally accept mitzvahs on his behalf. Who's going to do that for the Katan? Beis Din. So if Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, so then you cannot have Zechiah for a Katan for Geirus either. It only worked Midarabanan. And this is Tosfos Shita in Yevamos 2. Rabbi said, look at Tosfos over here, Ois Ches. Tosfos holds, when do you need a Beis Din by Geirus? The Pasuk says Mishpat by Geirus. Mishpat, just like you need three Dayanim for Sanhedrin, you need three Dayanim for Geirus. When do you need the three Dayanim? For Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. We have a Beis Din there for Tefillah, says Tosfos. You don't really need it there for Tefillah. When do you really need it there? Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. That's the real Geirus. That's what Beis Din does on behalf of the Ger Katan. Therefore, if Zechiah is mitam shlichus, we can't do it on his behalf midoraisa, it's only midorabanan. And Tosfos and Sanhedrin have like the Rambam. No, you need the Beis Din for the Tefillah. That's the real geirus. The Mila, the Tefillah. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is just like the whole purpose of the process. But therefore, since we're not doing anything on behalf of the Katan did Mila himself, he did Tefillah himself, the only Shaila is, should we put him in through this process? That's not Zechiah mitam shlichus, even if Zechiah would generally be mitam shlichus, not when it comes to geirus of a ger katan. He's doing everything himself. Rabbi said, we'll end off. You hear what Rabbi said? Machlekes, we showed him Zechiah mitam shlichus, could be an afgamina for ger katan. But then we said, according to Tosfos and Sanhedrin, even if Zechiah is generally mitam shlichus, perhaps when it comes to the ger katan, it's not. Because we're not doing anything on his behalf. He did the milah tefillah himself. Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not really part of geirus. It's just, should we start him in the process or not? It's the whole context of geirus. And Tosfos and Ksubis holds, no, there are three parts to geirus. There's Mila, Tefillah, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. Beis Din does that on his behalf. If Zechiah is Mitam Shlichos, just like the Katan is no Shlichos, he has no Zechiah, the whole geirus is only the Rabbanim. But one common Shaila is, why is it a Zechus to be a Yid? Is Zechus to be a Yid to do Averus? No, it's only Zechus to be a Yid, not to have more Averus, because you're probably going to do mitzvahs. What if you have a non-religious couple who wants to adopt a baby? So they want an Orthodox conversion. Orthodox conversion. But, so Beis Din will be mezakim with the geirus. But what are we being mezakim with? a non-religious lifestyle? Is that good? Is that a schus? So most parts can help. No, it's not a schus. That's not a schus at all. Yes, it's true. The Gemara said it's a schus to be a Jew. But again, we're saying the hope. Why are we starting the kid in this process? Because the schus ultimately is going to accept her mitzvahs. If the katan has no intention of ever accepting, you might say, well, NCSY might get him, or you know, he might go to Eretz Yisrael, and you know, who knows? But that's later on down the road. We can't operate with that right now. If he's going to be in a Jewish school and live in a Jewish community, okay, then maybe yes, you know. But otherwise, it's really not proper. Okay.